Frank Burgraff stands beneath a humming electrical power substation off Dixon Street in downtown Fayetteville, surrounded by 40-foot-tall metal joint-use utility poles hoisting webs of electrical line. Burgraff, emeritus professor of landscape architecture at the University of Arkansas, is a vocal proponent for bearing power lines.
Undergrounding is very reliable. The cable stands up to time and so forth very well. The outages are not very frequent, and they're not very difficult.
In the 1970s, while teaching at Penn State, he served as chief analyst in the Office of Environmental Planning for the New York State Public Service Commission under Republican Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
I was a witness for the Public Service Commission on hearings on the merits of undergrounding. In 1971, the commission adopted the staff's proposal that all new subdivisions of four or more units be undergrounded. Since 1972, all of the new housing throughout the state of New York has been underground. I consider that my biggest contribution as a landscape architect to the environment.
Burgraff cites aesthetic, safety, and lower maintenance as top reasons for undergrounding. He eventually left New York for the Ozarks, taking a position at the University of Arkansas. Here he experienced prolonged power outages at his home in Winslow, including the historic winter storm of 2009, which crushed trees and homes with as much as 5 inches of ice, knocking out power for 2 weeks in some places. A similar ice event last December cut power across sections of central Arkansas, including the Little Rock metro area. Following chaotic power outages, the concept of bearing electrical facilities always comes up, says John Bethel, executive director of the Arkansas Public Service Commission.
There have been, inquiries from some members of the Arkansas General Assembly just as to whether it's feasible to do that.
John Bethel says no aggregated data exists on the percentage of underground power lines in this state, but a significant portion is above ground. One reason, Bethel says, is underground facilities are more costly.
With some broad examination of the cost per foot or cost per mile of the construction of underground facilities versus the construction cost of overhead facilities indicates that generally underground facilities are significantly more expensive to install and to maintain than overhead facilities.
Arkansas Public Service Commission allows for construction of underground electric distribution where feasible, and while Arkansas has yet to do so, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission's Public Utility Division conducted a study in 2008 into undergrounding electric facilities statewide after a massive disruptive ice storm the previous winter. Of the 29 people who died in that storm, 13 deaths were attributed to loss of electricity. A crude monetary value was applied to those lives, equaling $60 million, along with $780 million in losses from the storm. The study found that Oklahoma would have to spend more than $30 billion to bear 8.5 thousand miles of distribution line. Undergrounding advocate Frank Burgraff.
Being as conservative a state as they were, they reached the conclusion, but they didn't make any laws. On the other hand, one of the companies, particularly the one in Tulsa, is undergrounding voluntarily of existing facilities, which is the most expensive at all, because they recognize that replacing that overhead repeatedly costs more than undergrounding. And that's the real clincher. There is no reason now why you should not undergrounding all new distribution, because the cost of it, while it may be larger than the initial installation of overhead, is going to be doubled or tripled every time there's another storm, and you still, when you're all through, you still have a vulnerable system.
Entergy, which serves 2/3 of Arkansas, claims undergrounding distribution lines makes sense in new developments. Entergy also states while undergrounding lines experience fewer outages, when they do occur, troubleshooting and repair take longer, especially in winter. Another study found underground lines are at risk for flooding and rogue excavation. Many utilities will do targeted undergrounding on new development, which is typically cost-shared with benefiting parties, or when majority of customers request it, or in certain cases, when above-ground facilities need replacement. Frank Burgraff says more consumers at large need to demand it.
People prefer undergrounding, but they're not in the decision-making process when the developer and the utility get together. That's the problem. they might be willing to pay a little more, but they never get the opportunity.
For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.